Now to Mexico, where a new seventh grade biology textbook has conservative groups upset. They say the sections on sexual education that teach promiscuity and abnormal sexual behavior don't just teach it, they glorify and condone it. And they want Mexican state governors to stop distribution of the books. Jordana Gustafson reports from Mexico.
It's an early September afternoon, and Margarita Desiderio's daughters are home from school because their teachers are in meetings all day. In an unlit room with a cement floor, they lay together on a twin bed watching cartoons.
I'm already a woman, but I feel my daughters are too young to be learning about this.
One daughter, Berenice, is 12 years old and in the seventh grade, and in a few months she'll be looking at something her mother isn't quite comfortable with, the sexual education section of her new biology book. Comprehensive sex ed is not new in Mexico. Junior high students have been learning about sex for years, about condoms and birth control, sexually transmitted diseases, back alley abortions, and even sexual abuse. But this summer, the Federal Education Secretary approved a seventh grade biology textbook that goes even further. Here's Education Secretary spokesman David Torres.
You cannot avoid things like masturbation, for example, homosexuality. There's no way of not speaking of this. So this is a debate. Outside the Ministry of Education, inside there's no debate. We all agree.
Not surprisingly, this approach has riled conservative and religious groups across the country. Some 500 groups signed an insert that appeared in major newspapers in every one of Mexico's 32 states, denouncing the books and calling on readers to reject them. Father Eugenio Lira is spokesman for the Archdiocese of Puebla. He explains the Catholic Church's position on the new curriculum.
There are elements that are positive, and there are elements that should be changed. Information that can confuse people.
Among pictures of famous erotic art, and in at least one edition, a cartoon drawing of a young man and woman enjoying sex, the new books discuss as normal two historically taboo topics in this predominantly Roman Catholic culture, homosexuality and masturbation.
These are the parts I'm referring to that need to be reviewed. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that this behavior is bad. It's not morally admissible. And it's not just the Catholic Church that sees this as a problem. Freud saw it as a neurosis, masturbation, and homosexuality he also considered a neurosis. And he wasn't Catholic. He wasn't even a believer.
But discussing homosexuality and masturbation is overwhelmingly supported by Mexico's largest parents association, which has some 20 million members. It supports the books and says that talking openly about sex doesn't lead to promiscuity or promote particular sexual behaviors. Puebla chapter president Aurora Gonzalez considers the book's frank presentation of material an important tool for combating sexually transmitted diseases and teenage pregnancy, which accounts for 1 in 5 births in Mexico.
We can't close our eyes to say we don't want our kids to know about something that they see every day on the street corners, because the newspapers, the cantinas, the bars, all these places are right around the corner from the schools.
Gonzalez points out that the country's constitution provides for a separation of church and state. She says the textbooks were written by scientists and that religious beliefs must not be allowed to influence education. Spokesman Father Eugenio Lira says he doesn't doubt that scientists contributed to and wrote the textbooks, but the final result of their work, he says, doesn't match the beliefs of the majority of Mexicans. It's not just Catholics who oppose the books, he says.
Because we've talked with other religious leaders, and they have the same opinion as we do. So we're talking about the majority of the population in the country. It's not just one point of view. It's a significant point of view that we have to consider.
But Department of Education spokesman David Torres says school curricula will be based on science, not religion. The department has already sent out the books to Mexico's 32 states. And most states have distributed the books to seventh graders, but those with stronger opposition to it are holding off. Some states are creating supplementary material to balance the book's presentation, while others, like Sonora, have decided to buy their own biology books. In her small village outside Puebla, Berenice has never heard the word masturbation, and she looks blankly when asked about homosexuality. But she's looking forward to sex ed this year. Though her mother would prefer she not learn about sexuality until she's married, Berenice thinks it's important to learn now.
Because when you are older, you are already prepared and you already know what's going to happen. It's better that we learn this when we are young rather than when we are old. So we're not afraid.
For NPR News, I'm Jordana Gustafson in Puebla, Mexico.